Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the drug disposal pouches are pretty easy to use. So you basically, it's a Ziploc bag. You open it up, okay, you tear off the top, you open it up, you pour water in it, a couple ounces of water, you put your medicine in there that you want to use, you just shake it up, Ziploc it, and it's totally biodegradable. You just throw it out in the trash. And what it is, it has a lot of activated charcoal in there. It binds up the drug so it can't be used. And then it just biodegrades in the dump site or wherever you're going to be taking it.
What is the contents of that? It's just water in those bottles then?
It's activated charcoal, I think, is the main ingredient, one of the main ingredients inside.
It's regular water that they pour
regular
in.
Regular water, just tap water.
Yeah. So then it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
I shouldn't throw my wife under the bus, seeing that she's an RN, but okay. She's been in the habit for many, many years just throwing the old medications down the toilet. Why don't you do that?
Okay, we don't recommend that any longer because it gets into the waterways now. And the DEC, the Department of Environmental Control, has asked that people not do that. When we had the drug disposal twice a year with the DEA, what we've done is we worked out I don't want to say a deal, but we worked out with Covanta Energy Systems in Niagara Falls, which is a big incinerator. It's an EPA-approved incinerator. We take all the drugs from with the DEA. It's collected from all the areas in Western New York, and they take them up there, and they have them incinerated. Incineration's the best. People can do this, and people can do this at home without the pouches. You know, you can take your old drugs, put them in a plastic bag, and mix them with things like cat litter, dirt, motor oil, anything like that, so they can't be reused, and toss it in the trash. The reason we went with these are biodegradable. Okay, if you put them in a Ziploc bag, that may end up in the trash dump for 100 years. You never know before it breaks down.
Mm-hmm. I know the senator mentioned some of the ways that he's getting it out to the community. Is UB going to have some in storage for people to come and pick up?
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want 6,000 people coming into UB to try to get these. What we're going to do, the students are going to not only go to Senator Jacob's office to deposit these, we're going to contact the Western New York Coalition, all the different assembly members and senators around, to drop off like 500 to 1,000 of them. And then it's going to be dispersed through area pharmacies. So wherever these people get their medications, they can do that. So, and we're real big with Narcan training also, and so we want to make sure pharmacists are trained in Narcan, things like that. So when people get controlled substance prescriptions, especially which are dangerous, they can hand them one of these pouches, say, whatever you have left over, don't keep, throw it away in the pouch.
What is the timetable on the distribution of this?
Probably over the next 6-8 weeks, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Does this work for, we're talking about opioids, does that work on other non-opioids?
Everything. It even works liquids. It even works patches. Sure, you can put up, I think, up to 6 ounces in there. You can put up to, I think, 3 or 4 patches. You know, some medications are done with patches, things like that. You can put them in there, too. Yeah.
How about the process of getting this grant filed? You've worked with this company before in the
yes.
UK, I believe,
yes.
And some of the work
well,
there.
Well, they're in the United States. Mellencrantz out of the United Kingdom, but they're also in the United States.
Some of the work they're doing to collaborate with UB and other...
The way I found this out, I happened to see in one of the journals that they were giving, I think it was the state of Missouri is where they're located, and they were giving the state of Missouri like 100,000 of these patches. So I called them up and I said, hey, I saw this, not an advertisement, this news service. I said, what about us? Because Erie County is one of the worst counties in the country for opioid overdose deaths. I sit on that Erie County Task Force for Drug Abuse. And I said, we could really use this. So they said, well, just write us a letter of justification. So I wrote a letter of justification and I asked them for 2,000. And then they called me up and they said, well, to make it worth your while, we'll give you 10,000. And then they called me up a couple weeks later and they decided to give me 20,000. So then when I reapplied again this year, they gave me another 20,000. So I got about 19,000 left.
So you got to get rid of them.
Well, I want to get rid of them in the right way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.